Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of April 2018, and this is the 780th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm standing here in the mid to late afternoon, the second half of the afternoon, let's say, the beginning of the second half. I'm beginning to sound like Churchill. And it's a beautiful blue sky outside, few little odd clouds dotted about, and it's a public holiday, one of those public holidays that banks and post offices and civil servants take off and the rest of the world seems to work on. So it's not quite as quiet as it has been on the streets over the last few days, but still a sort of semi-holiday. For me, it felt like a public holiday, mainly because the cafe has been closed, and so my mornings are very different. And this morning, I went on a little bike ride down along the Hobart rivulet. It was very, very windy when I left home, or maybe not quite as windy as yesterday, but windy enough. And I had put my washing on before I left so that it could dry in the wind, so that I could hang it out when I came back. But I forgot about it, and I've only just remembered that it's in sitting damply in the washing machine. I hung it out a moment ago, but there's absolutely no way it's going to get dry now, and the wind has dropped considerably since this morning. It was certainly very windy when I left at about 8 this morning, and it calmed down when I got down to the Hobart rivulet. It was sheltered by hills on either side, and I had a lovely ride down along the rivulet towards the mountain. All the trees are beginning to, or have turned golden. They were lovely, sort of, what I'm trying to explain it now. Some of those leaves had fallen to the ground, especially silver birch leaves, and they were glittering in the morning sun. It was very lovely riding along there, and I was heading for a treat. A friend of mine had invited me round to eat chestnuts. And so not only have our clocks changed and the leaves are beginning to drop, but also it's chestnut season. There isn't really much of a chestnut season here because there are not that many chestnut trees, but he had found some in a park and had invited me to share them with him. He has a sort of an outside stove called an Oz pig, a lovely round stove with four legs, so it does look like a pig. And we toasted them on the Oz pig using gum nuts as fuel. Had a suitcase full of gum nuts to cook our chestnuts on, so it felt like a very dual hemisphere sort of celebration. And they were really, really delicious. And every time I have a chestnut, it just takes me so immediately back to winters in Switzerland and the chestnut sellers on the street corners when it's very cold, and warming myself on cornets filled with chestnuts that you can hold in your hands and warm your hands up, and scorch your fingers on usually when you're trying to get the shell off. So that was a lovely treat. And then I came back here. So I've had a much quieter day today, and very quiet given that I didn't even hang my washing out. And now I'm about to head off to the Writer's Cave, which is being held by Island Magazine in town. And that starts at 5:30. So I'm going to have to make myself something ridiculously early for an evening meal, and so that I don't starve. So that's my plan for this evening and the next little while. I mentioned that I was going to join this challenge that is being held by someone on an app or a program called Pacemaker, a commitment to write 250 words a day for each day in April. And on Easter Day that was really impossible, but I did 500 yesterday, so I'm up to scratch, and I do hope that today I shall be able to make quite a good move forward and have a little bit in reserve for other days that may not be as productive or may be busy with other things. So I'm quite pleased to have got that so that I'm not behind right at the beginning. The other thing that I'm doing this week is preparing for my Surge Week next week, where I will be unplugged apart from keying in my word count each day and reporting back to my fellow surgers. We're a very small group this time, and so I think it'll be quiet and committed. It's a really perfect time of year to do that. So in my preparations, it's partly cancelling things that are happening. I've tried to do that over the last few weeks, making sure that I know exactly what I'm going to be doing in that time in terms of writing, and trying to get some food in the freezer so that I'm not cooking, so that I don't have those kinds of commitments. So just tilting myself towards it and really getting Easter out of the way, so to speak, or being this side of Easter. No matter how lovely it was very hard to think beyond it. And so now I can do that and get myself prepared. I do hope that you've had a good day today. Perhaps you too are getting back to a slightly more normal routine. If you've had a break, perhaps you too are putting your toe into the water again, ready to begin working on your most important project, or to think about it, or to dream about it, or to meditate on it, whatever that is. Or perhaps you're just noticing the season turn, whether you're in the northern or the southern hemisphere, seeing things sprouting or seeing things falling. A lovely equinox time when night and day are almost equal. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.